Hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazeri. Take it away, guys.
When the door is locked, there's no way out.
And now joining us on the Kyven Foods guest line is our third former Jet of the night and second former safety, and that's Eric Coleman. Let me remind you about Eric's background. He's from Sacramento, California. He attended Lewis and Clark High School, where he lettered in football and basketball and helped them to the state title in football his junior season. His senior season, he played both ways, rushing for nearly 1,200 yards and picked off a team-high 6 passes as well. Played his college ball at Washington State, where he majored in communications. He helped them to three straight bowl game appearances, winning the 2001 Sun Bowl over Purdue and the 2003 Holiday Bowl over fifth-ranked Texas. His senior year, he tied for the Pac-10 lead in interceptions with 7. He was named a first-team All-Pac-10 player. He was a fifth-round draft pick in 2004 by the New York Jets, and he played in the league from 2004 to 2012 with the Jets, Falcons, and Lions. Over the course of his career, he made 653 tackles, had 11 interceptions, forced 4 fumbles, recovered 1 of those, and had 2 sacks, and he's currently working with our partners over at the NFL Alumni Association. We're honored he is with us tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Eric, Chris, and Bob here. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Eric.
How you guys doing? That was some introduction. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Great to have you.
So, Eric, I wanted to start out our time with you tonight by getting your thoughts on your alma mater, Washington State. They got off to a good start with a win over Montana State last Saturday, and they're ranked 20th and 22nd in the 2 polls right now. You got Boise State coming up this weekend. How do you feel about your Cougars this season?
I feel strong about the Cougs this year. You know, I think that, you know, the main concern last year and the years prior were the defense. But Alex Grinch, the defensive coordinator, has done a great job with that defense. They had a shutout last week against Montana State. And, you know, you can say what you want about how good Montana State is. It's still tough to finish a game with a shutout. And, you know, I love that Luke Falk came back to school. You know, he's one of the greatest passers in Pac-12 history, yards-wise and efficiency-wise. You know, they do a great job. So I'm excited about them this year I'm excited to watch this matchup this week when they play Boise State.
So give us your thoughts on the Pac-12, right? We've seen a resurgence, obviously, with your alma mater, Washington State. The University of Washington had a great year last season. USC is currently in the top 10 for Washington State. Are they going to be a team that can stay consistent in the Pac-12 and be a leader, you know, year in and year out within that conference?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, when you talk about the Pac-12, it's such a great conference, and there's so much talent and so many good teams from top to bottom that it's hard for them to nationally get a lot of respect just because they beat up on each other so much. I mean, you talked about USC, and, you know, everyone saw the comeback from UCLA last week when Josh Rosen led them back against Texas A&M. You know, let's not forget about Stanford in the Pac-12. So, you know, there's a bunch of teams, University of Washington, Washington State, there's a bunch of teams there that have the ability to have success nationwide. But, you know, I think Washington State is starting to get that consistency. They're getting the recruits that they want. You know, Mike Leach has done a great job of turning around the program. And I'm excited to see them succeed in the coming years.
So, Eric, I'm curious to get your thought. What's it like for you now when you go back to Spokane and you go on campus? They've made some investments. They've upgraded the facilities lately. But as a guy who had so much success, not only there and then in your pro career and the things that you're doing now, what's it like for you when you go back on campus?
You know what? It was a proud feeling that I had. You know, seeing the new facilities, you know, we have a $30 million football facility in the stadium. You know, there's so many buildings that have been added to the campus. You know, I can't help but feel proud because I know that the guys that I played with and myself, we laid the foundation for that. And we're some of the reason why some of those buildings are standing there. So it's a very good feeling. You know, it makes me feel proud to go to Pullman, Washington, and see such a beautiful campus and such great facilities, and to see them have success, it's just really is an overwhelming feeling.
Bob, questions for Eric?
Great to speak with you, Eric. And my first question, I'm wondering about a guy like yourself, born on the West Coast, high school on the West Coast, college on the West Coast, and you find yourself starting a professional career, Eric, 3,000 miles away and in a big city like New York. I mean, what kind of transition was that? Was it pretty easy for you? Because you played very well that rookie year.
Well, it was tough. You know, I admit that when I got here to New York, when I was drafted, I didn't really like it. You know, I came from, you know, from playing in Pullman to, you know, playing in Rose Bowls where, you know, you'd have a press conference with 12 reporters to come into practice for the Jets and just a regular practice and have 40 reporters in your face. You know, it was a big culture shock for me, but, you know, it grew on me. You know, there's good people out here in New York. They're real, you know, they're up front and I love that and appreciate that. And what also helped is I met my beautiful wife here. She's from New York. And she's very close to her family. So, you know, once we decided to get married and start having children, I knew that I was going to end up back here in New York. And I have a great relationship with the Jets. And so the broadcasting route really took off for me here in New York. And, you know, it's just been great. It's really been a blessing. You know, so many good people, so many great opportunities. Have a business here. And I started working with the NFL alumni. And it's just a great fit. You know, just a good location where I can reach so many different people from you know, such a great city.
And I was fortunate enough to see you play for those 4 years in New York down at the Meadowlands. I went to a bunch of games, and thank you for that. Some great memories, Eric. And for those people out there listening that aren't too familiar with the X's and O's, you played the safety position and the strong safety, free safety. What was your favorite place, well, favorite lineup to play in? And can you maybe explain to our listeners, Eric, the difference between the positions?
Well, you know, my favorite, if I had to answer my favorite lineup to play with, it would have had to been, you know, my early Jets career. You know, playing free safety with, you know, like Kerry Rhodes and Eric Barton at linebacker, John Abraham rushing. Oh, actually, Kerry wasn't there when John was there, but, you know, having Sean Ellis and, you know, all that talent that we had in New York, it was a lot of fun. You know, I was very productive. You know, I was fortunate to play with, you know, corners like Ty Law and Terrell Buckley, Darrell Revis. You know, I played with some great players. So I think that was probably my favorite time. Then when I signed with Atlanta, I played free safety my first year with Lawyer Malloy, and that was awesome. You know, Lawyer has had so much success in the NFL, such a great player, and to be able to learn from him and play next to him was an honor. And then later I moved, after Lawyer left the Falcons, I moved to strong safety myself. And it was a big transition for me. You know, it was a lot of fun. You know, you go from playing free safety where you're making tackles in the open field, you're the eyes of the defense, you know, you're doing all the communicating. You know, you have to cover a lot of wide receivers, to being in the box and covering tight ends and being in the run fits and just going into the box and just banging more. It was a lot of fun. You know, it was something I really enjoyed. So, you know, I can't say one was better than the other, but, you know, they both just bring different dynamics to the game. And it was just so much fun. I enjoyed every minute of my NFL career, and I was very blessed and fortunate to play 9 years for some very good teams. You know, I went to the playoffs with every team I played on and played with some great players. So it was just all around, it was just a blessing.
And Eric, to Bob's point, you know, your rookie season, you got off to a tremendous start, right? You had interceptions in your first two games. I'm curious, you know, what do you remember? What do you remember about your introduction to the NFL? Was there a welcome to the NFL kid sort of moment for you? And then you come in and you get interceptions in back-to-back games, the second one off Drew Brees in San Diego. Talk about that start.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. I was just talking about my first NFL game was we played the Cincinnati Bengals. It was Carson Palmer at quarterback and Chad Johnson, TJ Hushmanzada, Peter Warwick were the receivers. And my hello to the NFL moment was, it was about 4 minutes left in the game. We were up by a couple of touchdowns. I'm guarding Chad Johnson in the slot. They go deep on me. You know, I'm the rookie. They need a touchdown. And I see the ball in the air and I'm like, man, I'm going to go get this ball. And it keeps gliding. And then all of a sudden, I think I'm in a good position, and Chad Johnson just dives in front of me, catches the touchdown, and it just really broke my heart. You know, I felt like I let my teammates down, and the world was going to end. You know, I'm in New York. I just gave up a touchdown. you know, it was just a tough feeling. And then I got to the sidelines, and Sean Ellis, Eric Barton, a couple other guys just grabbed me and told me, listen, you know, get your head up. We need you for the rest of the game. This isn't going to be the last time you get beat for a touchdown. And, you know, the next drive, they got the ball back. It was under 2 minutes. They're driving down to try to get the winning, the game-tying touchdown. And there I am guarding Chad Johnson again in the slot. And, you know, I'm the rookie. I just gave up a touchdown, and they go at me again. And I was able to break on the ball, make a great play, and got an interception and sealed the game for us. So it was just a showing of the ups and downs of playing in the NFL. And it taught me a lesson about just staying even-keeled and letting the next play, you know, letting the last play go and focus on the next. It was a great moment for me.
So, Eric, you know, fast forward to the game now. I want to get your thoughts on you know, where the Jets are at this point, right? They let several key veterans go over the offseason, gone to a complete youth movement. How do you feel about the direction that the franchise is going in and your thoughts on the job that Todd Bowles has done so far?
Well, you know, the Jets are in a tough position right now. You know, when Mike Maccagnan and Todd Bowles got hired, there was a ton of salary cap space left by Izik. You know, they had some big holes to fill. So they signed some key veterans. You know, they brought back Darrell Revis, signed Eric Decker, brought in Brandon Marshall. You know, there were a lot of big money moves that they made to make a splash early. It almost worked. They had 10 wins in that first season. Then the next season, it kind of backfired on them. You know, some of those injuries crept up from the older guys. Some of the veteran players didn't play up to their standards, what they had been playing to. You know, you talk about Revis and didn't have a good season. Brandon Marshall, you know, definitely didn't have a good year. Eric Decker was hurt. Nick Mangold was hurt. You know, it was just a tough year. And I think they realized that it was time to start investing in the youth and moving forward with the team. So they got rid of all their veterans. They started working on the free agent market, and it's probably something they should have done at the beginning, but now they're in that rebuilding mode where they're getting young. And I think sometimes when you have older players who are getting a lot of money and have a lot of experience in the league, it can kind of prohibit the younger players from developing. So I think that they shed that weight in order to find out what kind of players do they have for the future. And they're in that position right now. You know, a lot of people are counting them out, you know, as they probably should. You know, there's a lot of holes in the offensive line. The quarterback situation is, you know, an unknown, you know, although they do have Josh McCown at quarterback. But, you know, they're really just trying to see who's going to be on the Jets organization, who's going to move forward with the team. And in the meantime, you know, they have a great defense. You know, they're going to play hard. They're going to be competitive. And, you know, I'm looking forward to watching them grow this season.
Eric, one more before we let you go, and you're involved now with our partners there over at the NFL Alumni Association. Talk about the great things you guys are doing, you know, for the former players, plus in the community all over the country.
Well, you know, one of the things that I really liked about the NFL Alumni before joining the team was that they help players. You know, they help former players out. They're also a charity that gives back to the community and gets involved with children's organizations. So those are two things that are near and dear to my heart. So, you know, it was a great fit for me. I'm definitely thankful to be a part of their team. You know, my position is director of chapter relations, and my job is to manage the 35 chapters that we have around the country, and just to be a resource to them, helping them out, giving them ideas on community involvement, on things they can do to raise money for Children's Foundation. And another part of it was, Being a former player, a lot of people ask me, do you miss playing football? And if you ask most guys, they don't miss playing the game. They miss that locker room. They miss the camaraderie
right
that you had with your teammates. And I think that's something that's great about the NFL alumni with the chapters is everyone gets together. You know, they have quarterly meetings, and they'll have different events where the guys can get together and just talk ball. You know, you can talk to your colleagues and tell stories about, you know, what happened when you played, and you can keep each other abreast of what's going on with benefits and different issues that are going on around the league. So, you know, it's just a great fit, great organization. You know, I'm definitely proud to be a member, to be a part of the team, and we're doing some great things moving forward, and just some real exciting things for the players.
That's great stuff. You guys really are, and I think that that needs more needs to be publicized a lot more and a lot harder, because the things that you guys do, not only for the former players, but for kids and the organization, it's fantastic. So kudos to you guys, Eric. Thank you for, you know, coming on the show tonight. Thank you for sharing your stories and what the NFL Alumni Association is doing. Let our listeners know, Eric, how can they stay up to date with what you're doing, whether it's online or it's over social media?
With me, I'm on Twitter, Twitter and Instagram. My names are Eric Coleman, you know, at @ERIKCOLEMAN. Facebook, you know, just have I have a personal page. It's Eric J. Coleman. And, you know, I try to keep my family, keep my friends on the West Coast and around the country. I try to keep them updated on what I'm doing with my career. You know, I'm doing a lot of things for the NFL alumni, doing some broadcasting and trying to stay involved in the community. And, you know, it's just a great way to keep everyone in touch of what's going on in my life.
It is great stuff, Eric. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, for sharing your story and for the things that you're doing with the NFL Alumni Association. Bob and I, we hope you'll come back soon, Eric. So much more to get into with you, and certainly want to stay up to date with what you're doing. We hope you'll come back and share more of your stories with us.
I would love to. And thank you guys for having me.
Anytime.
Take care, Eric. All the best to you and your family.
Thank you.
Good night.
That is former Jets, Falcons, and Lions safety Eric Coleman. And Bob, you want to talk about a duo of great safeties, duo of great Jets former safeties that we had on the show tonight. You get Victor Green and you get Eric Coleman. Boy, we want to talk about great safeties in Jets history. There's two of them right there.
Hey, Eric had an interesting run here in New York. Just 4 years, Chris, but the first two of them were spent under defensive coordinator Donnie Henderson, who was only in New York. I think he only was a defensive coordinator for two or three years in the NFL, and both were with Eric Coleman. And Eric would, I'm sure, would attribute a lot of his success to a guy like Henderson, but had a great career here in New York and moved on. And again, as you can see from such a well-spoken guy, Chris has a great future ahead of him in a variety of things.
There you go. All right, when Bob and I come back, we'll be turning on the Thursday night tailgate spotlight on the positive. Hear which players are doing great things in their communities, and we'll wrap up the show. We'll do that on the other side of these words from our friends over at Kyven Foods and the Salt Creek Golf Retreat.